Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Update number 106. I guess the Oscars happened. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context and I'm just sloppy like that. So if you know me, you're welcome here, but you also don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested. I'm no way going to hard sell you on this. And if you don't know me and you just somehow showed up here by accident, you're welcome to listen. Don't know what you're going to get out of this, but that's, you know, that's all up to you. This is just the way life works. Okay, if you're joining now, if this is somehow your first update, please check out updates 1, 2, 52, and 98. Well, you don't have to, but that'll just give you context. Those are the sort of annual wrap-up updates that'll bring you up to date on what I've been doing for the last 20-some-odd years. I would stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. I didn't record it to be listened to that way. And yeah, let's go on. Oh, I realize I haven't given... Oh, yeah. So the Oscars happened. I should mention that just because it's the title of the update. Yeah, I was just going to the washroom like an hour before I started recording this, and I was flipping through my phone. I'm like, and they were showing Oscar winners, and I'm like, how did I mean, I'm not an Oscar person. I don't sit and watch the Oscars. I find award shows to be boring and just a celebration of the status quo. And you know me and the status quo, we don't get along. But yeah, usually I've got more of an awareness of them going on. Like I knew they were coming up. You know, my wife asked me a couple of days ago when the Oscars were, and I was like, yeah, sometime in March, usually, I think, maybe. I sort of have a memory of them being in March. Anyway, so there I am, heading to the washroom, just flipping through my phone, and I'm like, oh, the Oscars happened. So yeah, just shows how up-to-date. I'm more up-to-date on political events than I am on entertainment industry, but yeah. And I realize, so I'm moving on from that now. I realize I haven't given you an update on my back muscle spasm thingy that I had a couple of weeks ago. I was actually fully recovered at basically, I would say, mid-week before last. But the events of this past week have made it start twinging again. What events, you ask? Well, let me dish. Here are the updates. YTG updates. Interference project. We had massive, let's call it interference this week. So it was a growing tension. I don't want to get into too many details. Just for privacy, for privacy's sake, I like to talk about process, but I think, yeah, I mentioned that we are having some issues in terms of being able to sort of understand the project. So that kind of just all came to a head in some ways this week with the frustration. The frustration of, on one hand, people not understanding the project, and on the other hand, people not understanding the project. But I think we've found a way to move on. I did lose my cool in the rehearsal on Wednesday. I have not done that in a long time, like really, really lost my cool, which I haven't done in a long time. I usually am able to keep that bottled up. I feel pretty bad about it too. I raised my voice, which I think is unacceptable behavior. And we talked it out on the day, but I feel like I want to apologize again, but I just also don't want to peel that scab off. So I'm kind of going back and forth on it. The last time I lost my cool was more than 20 years ago. Just in rehearsal, in the rehearsal room, when somebody accused. So I used to produce shows out of the Chrome space in the East End of Toronto. And there was this group that they were producing their own show, but I was essentially, we were producing it under Squeezebox, which was my theater company there, I believe. But I wasn't involved creatively in that project. I was only involved in sort of producing it, essentially finding some of the crew members and stuff like that. And one of the actors, their jacket went missing, and the director of the project accused one of my personnel of stealing it, and was somehow super convinced that one of my personnel had stolen it, and that caused me to lose my temper. And for what? I mean, yes, I think it was important to defend my team. But yeah, no, I shouldn't have raised my voice then either. And as it turned out, the actor had just, they'd taken their jacket home and misplaced it in their house and not lost it at rehearsal. And my person hadn't stolen it because it wasn't stolen. But yeah, so that's the last time that happened, which was more justified than this time. This time was really, it was sort of the frustration of the project. I was kind of defending the other ensemble members, but I'm not sure they needed defending. I think they were capable, and I don't think they needed defending in that way. I think I could have been more conscious and more kind. So I think we found a way to work forward. We've canceled tomorrow's rehearsal, the Tuesday rehearsal. Originally, we were going to cancel it because of this thing. We thought, well, let's check in on the weekend and see if we need to take a week off. But actually, we decided we didn't. But then the weather tomorrow is going to be pretty rough. And two of the members are coming in with, they have children. And so they bring their children in. And just because of the rain, it's hard to move children. So we're not going to do rehearsal on Tuesday. We're going to do it on Wednesday. So tomorrow, we're just going to have a Zoom call, a production meeting in the morning. I have some reservations about production. I feel like it's sort of really out of my control. Like normally, you know, I make a budget and we start planning at this stage. It's probably what we do now that we've got some idea of what we're making. But Barbara's gone ahead and actually, I think I mentioned this before. It's actually mentioned she's started actually producing pieces, and some of them had to get delivered last week, and they're gorgeous. She's painted these amazing panels, but then she's also spent a lot of money on it that I wasn't aware was being spent. And now she's not assuming that I will just pay for it. It's not like that. She's not like that, but I don't want. Yeah. I also don't kind of want her to pay for it. I feel like these are costs that should be borne by the theater company, but the amount of money we're talking about is not likely to be raised during the spring show. And she said, rather than pay her back, I should put money towards the other ensemble members, like an hourly rate. Although I don't think it's within budget, but we could definitely do something like pay transportation or something like that. So I think that'll probably get discussed tomorrow. Anyway, I've decided after last week to back off a bit creatively. I've been trying to sort of work on shaping the show into something that I can come to grips with theatrically, but I think that's not working. So what we're going to do is what we did last week, and just sort of work through the sections that Barbara's laid out for us. She's divided the show into three acts, nine sections. So each act, so to speak, has three sections. I don't think of these as typical theatrical acts. They're quite short. Sorry about that jiggling noise. I was holding a pen and shaking it. It was going crickle, crickle, crickle. Don't think of it as a traditional act. I mean, the first act, so to speak, is probably going to run about 5 minutes at the current speed, although I think we're going to slow it down. And so I had some other alternative ideas about how, like, I was worried about, okay, where are things placed? Where is the audience? But even just in terms of the space, where's the kitchen? Where's the window? Where's the thing? And yeah, she just wants to move through the scenes and sort of create sort of a more liminal space to work in. And then we figure out that stuff later. So I think that's an acceptable way to work. So I think we'll move ahead doing that. We'll focus on presenting the scenes the way she wants to do it. She wants to use a lot of voiceover, which I'm skeptical about, but it's the spring showcase. We'll do voiceover. I think what I'll do is I will create, maybe I'll talk to her about creating some alternative takes on some of the scenes or sequences, and then present that to the audience. Not for the audience to vote or anything like that on which one is better, but just to get reactions from them so that we can gauge what's effective. I suppose. Not like a popularity contest, but that way I can try things without her having to feel like I'm taking away from her vision of the show. So some of that is like the use of miniatures. I will produce those sections, I guess. I mean, not on my own. Definitely she'll be participating, but I think as alternative versions rather than the version that we're presenting on stage, because I think she likes the idea, but then she keeps pulling back from it. So we'll see what happens there. So that's what's going on. I'll have hopefully more updates at the end of the week. I said that last week too, and then it just Friday I forgot. There was Hammy had a school thing, so my wife took the day off. He was like, it was another week of where I just didn't have any time. And Thursday was lost to a thing I will be telling you about in a minute. So anxiety updates, no updates there. The money, I think I mentioned last week, has been transferred. We're still waiting for it to arrive. Davian contacted his bank and they said, yeah, sometimes it takes a while with larger transfers. I don't think it should be taking this long, but let's see what happens. I received the booking confirmation from the studio space, from Steep Slope Studio. So that is now booked. I've got the contract. Just have to pay it. Nerd Night. Yeah. Nerd Night happened 2 weeks ago. It was rough. I think I talked about it. Next event is March 21st. You can check it out by going to tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. It's also, the link is in the show notes. Photography. So, okay. I think I mentioned this last week. I was getting frustrated because I had a shoot coming up last Thursday that I'd been booked for in January and didn't have any information. I started asking about it again the week before last and no clear answer. Like, not even, I messaged my contact and who's a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. And I said, just give me like time of day, just give me the basics, and nothing. And then, and this is bad, because so Barbara needs to have these panels, these beautiful panels that she's painted. They have to be delivered on Thursday and she's hired a service to deliver them, but she can't be there to meet them. It's actually going to be her brother-in-law is going to be there to meet them. And so I wanted to be there and I was arranging for me to be there. And then, but still by Wednesday, I'm messaging my friend Yoji and I'm saying, hey, what's happening? Give me the times, give me some details. And he's so busy managing this event, he doesn't get back to me. And he finally phones me. I think it was Wednesday night, like dinner time, before dinner time. I'm like, the dinner is sort of being prepped in the other room. I go to the toilet. I sit down for a minute. Phone rings. And I don't know if you know me, I do not like phone calls, especially for stuff like this, because it's easy to lose details. And I got some of the information I needed. I got the location. I got the rough schedule. And it turned out it was an all-day event starting at 7:30 in the morning. So that was a big shift. I'd assumed it was an evening event. So I said to him, I kind of thought it was going to be an evening event because the last thing I shot for you guys was an evening thing. And he said, oh, no, it's a seminar. Seminars are usually all day. And I'm like, yes, but you didn't tell me it was a seminar. I didn't even have that information. So, and also I don't know what I'm getting paid. So try to negotiate that. And he said, well, it's a set amount. So it's about, X amount. And how many photos can we get for X amount? And I was like, yeah, okay, 100, 150, because it's you booked me for almost 12 hours. And most of that money is just going to go to me showing up and shooting. And so I promised like 100, 150 photos. And I said, I'll probably over deliver on that, but that's sort of the ballpark that we're looking at. And I could, if there was more money, maybe I can do more. And yeah. So that was it. I went Thursday. It was rough. So these events are always, there's so many things that can go wrong. Apparently the company, it's a big fashion brand. It's their sort of quarterly earnings report thing, but they were doing like a big event. introducing some stuff, some new stuff to the management teams. And so it was a little bit like a party as well. So yeah, apparently they wanted to change a whole bunch of stuff the night before, which is why the event producers were running around like crazy. And so, you know, I have the location. I find the place. I find, like, you know, I know the building, but I don't know where in the building. Luckily, I find it. And I still don't have the information because they're doing their, I arrive at 7:30. They're doing their heads up meeting. And I'm like, fine, I can put my cameras together. I can set up, but still don't know anything. I don't know anything till really like an hour later. And that was fine. One of the things I'd said when we were talking the night before is like, I want to have a lunch break, because always on these shoots, the photographer doesn't get a lunch break because they want shots of the participants in the conference eating their lunches or whatever. And so that means I had to shoot a little bit during their lunch. And so nobody released me, and I shot a little bit, and then I was waiting around, and then I finally ask, hey, when am I taking lunch? And I get, oh, right now. And I'm like, oh, well, it's 1:50. What time are we back? What time do I need to be back? Oh, well, quarter after two. I'm like, what? What? And there's no time. The other thing is, too, there's no food for me because I'm basically a vegetarian. So I have to run out and get food. I found an Indian place. I was like, can you feed me in 10 minutes? They were like, yeah, we can do it. And they did it. I was only like 2 minutes late getting back, and it didn't matter because the event restarted late anyway, by about 5 or 10 minutes. So I was fine. But yeah, just, it's rough. And I forgot, because it's been a long time since I shot a long event like this. Forgot how sore my back gets. See this, I'm going to bring this back to the update on my back. So my back is still a little bit sore today because of the shoot last week. So it's not just, I thought, oh, it's because the cameras are heavy. So I was trying to do things like only carry one. I had three cameras with me, and I was like, okay, I'll only carry one and I'll try to keep things light. But I realized it's actually not the camera weight that's hurting my back. It's the fact that, like, when you take photos, you're not taking it at your eye level. You're like trying to get an angle. So you're crouching down, or you're bending over, or you're sitting on the floor and shooting up. And so it's the pressure on the middle of my back from the sort of hunched position that I take when I'm taking photos a lot of the time. So anyway, my back was killing me by the end of the day. I ended up taking painkillers halfway through the thing because it was bad. Now, this is not where I had my back spasm, but it seems to be having a knock-on effect this week. So the middle back pain went away after about a day, but some lower back pain has kicked back in. So anyway, that was that. I have actually finished developing the photos as of this afternoon. This is Monday now. And yeah, I mean, I've got to just, there's no way around it. 1 hour of shooting is about 1 hour of culling and editing. So if I have I have to calculate that when I calculate my fees. 1 hour of shooting, you know, I have to take my hourly rate and double it because I'm going to have another hour on the back end going through those photos. There's no way to shorten it. Like, yeah, you can spin through and grab some group photos, which I did for them because they'd asked me to get some group photos out right away. I delivered those on Friday. And at the same time, I also asked for my permission to invoice and to tell me, actually, I still don't know how much I'm getting paid. to tell me how much I'm getting paid so I can invoice. And I haven't heard back anything. I've had no acknowledgement that those photos were received. And yeah, I've got this done now, but I've got a gallery full of watermarked photos, and I'm not going to release them until I get permission to invoice them, until I know what I'm being paid. I'm even thinking of like reducing the number of photos depending on scaling the amount of photos based on the amount of money coming in. Yeah, I don't know. Crazy stuff. I want to talk about art stuff. I don't want to talk about business stuff. Oh, but related to this, I do have some photographic treats for those of you on the mailing list. Actually, I think there's more people on the mailing list than listen to this podcast. But if you're not in the mailing list, go join the mailing list. You can do that right on the webpage at awolner.com. And I will be sending out some treats probably later this week. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, moving on. Yesterday project, waiting for studio stuff. I'm still waiting for Mayuko to check the studio prices. She actually even hasn't even responded that she's seen that yet. Sustainability project, yeah, blah, 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 same as usual. And there's nothing else, I don't think, at the moment. Just my taxes, which I have to get to. And I haven't been able to study for my project management course in more than a week because of all this stuff going on. I was planning to do it tonight. No time now. So I will have to, I spent the whole day doing the photos. I will have to do that tomorrow in the afternoon, probably, since I'm off from rehearsal. That's what I plan to do. And then I have to get back to my taxes. The taxes, I still probably going to take me like 3 whole days to do that. And I don't know when I'm going to have time. So, yeah. All right, that's it for this week. I might try to put out an update later this week to catch up because I'm still behind. But we'll see how much time I have with everything else going on. Anyway, that's me. That's it for me. Andrew out.